This is Beyond the BEO, and I'm your host, Shenandoah Nicholson. Each episode, we chat with events industry professionals about how to make your event the best possible. This show is brought to you by The Right Stuff Agency, making your business sound as good as it looks. Be sure to follow Beyond the BEO on Instagram, where I share tips on how to grow your personal brand, host great events, and have an impact in your events career.
Welcome back to season 4. I can't believe that we're already into 2024. It's really crazy. And when I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about for the beginning of this year and what I'm most excited about, I actually realized that all of the words started with the letter C. So I am starting this year with the three C's of 2024. And this is what I'm most excited about, what is keeping me fired up as we move into yet another new year with new expectations, tighter budgets, and a lot of unknowns, but some exciting unknowns, I think. So for me, I wanted to focus on creativity, commitment, and community for what I'm looking forward to in the upcoming year. So in terms of creativity, I think that one of the biggest challenges we have as event planners is every year people ask, oh, well, what are you going to do next year? How are you going to top that opening act or reception entertainment or video or swag? And typically, if you ask us in the moment on site, we have literally no idea how we're going to pull it off, but we always do. And I think that's because we are so good at learning from each other. We are so good at anticipating trends, knowing our audience, and really letting ourselves look a little silly sometimes. I think that some of the best event teams are where you have some meetings that are just no bad ideas, right? Like, what are we doing for swag this year? What can that look like? And, you know, making it a safe space where it is perfectly okay to recommend something completely ridiculous and talk it out and talk about why it could work and why it could not work. If we are afraid to share those crazy ideas, our events are going to suffer. And so I think that the growing creativity in the industry is really exciting, and it just allows us to do bigger and better things. The second one is commitment. And commitment is a funny thing. I think it's from those who are still in the industry. I know in past episodes, we've had folks talk about, you know, the people that made it through 2020 and 2021 and are still in the industry. Now, they may not be in the same role. They may be in a different sector of the industry, but they're still connected. And that commitment is what is allowing us to have incredible events going forward, because that continuity is there and the industry feels more fired up because we know that we can survive a complete shutdown of our industry and still come back and have great events and have an impact and have a purpose. And I think that we're also seeing commitment from organizations. Some of them have had to cut budgets and inflation is not helping that, but many of companies are keeping their core events. They are keeping the interactions that they know are most meaningful. And maybe that means that they're evaluating all of their sponsorships to make sure that they're all completely aligned, but they're committed to in-person, face-to-face meetings and events because they know that that's what moves the needle. In my organization, we had so many deals that closed and almost all of them had some sort of event touch point. And so knowing that events is a long game, that commitment is still there from so many when it could be very easy to just say, we're just shutting it all down. So seeing the investments in the industry and the investments in technology and what AI may bring to it is really exciting. And finally, community. I asked at the end of the year, what people were bringing forward into 2024. What was their word? What was their mantra? And a number of you said community. And I think that's really poignant and very in line with what we do as event planners. We know that events are most successful when they have a strong community that looks forward to it year after year. We know that they have more of an impact when we have proper follow-up, proper lead-up, and engage our community early and often and have them engaged following the event. There's nothing more wasted on an event than an event with no proper follow-up, where there's no call to action, nowhere for people to go, and there's not really that connection afterwards. So I think investing in community long-term and throughout the year, especially if you're an organization that is hosting one or two events a year, how are you keeping those people engaged throughout the year that they remember what they felt when they were on site and having them still connect that to your brand? And I think that it's also the community of event planners. I have started this podcast almost 2 years ago, exactly 2 years ago. And the number of people I have met that are working together to make our industry really great is so inspiring. It's so great to have an industry where we know that we need to work together. Events are a team sport. We are not in competition with each other. We can share ideas. We can learn from each other. There's enough to go around. And I think that the way that this community shares their knowledge and understanding and ideas, even the crazy ones, and even shares their wins and their losses. You know, I recently attended the Better Events podcast conference, and we had a session talking about, you know, those big mistakes or big challenges that have come up on site. And everyone had a story. And it just reinforced that we are all in this together. Sometimes when you're the only event planner on a team or one of a very small team, it can feel like no one else is going through the same things or having similar challenges or crazier challenges. But I can assure you that there is always someone else who could understand what you're going through, can understand that not everything is going to go smoothly or perfectly on site, that for all of the things that you can anticipate, there's always that one joker, that one wild card that you don't know how it's going to impact the event. So I think that being open with each other through conversations, through Instagram, through LinkedIn, through events, allows us to be better event planners. We can learn from each other. We learn resiliency through the challenges that we have on site. And it just reinforces our knowledge and our confidence when we get on site and we know, okay, we can handle anything that comes at us because we've planned for it. We have backup plans. We have an action route if something arises, and we all have each other's back. And so the community of event planners, I think, is just getting more robust. I think there's a lot of change in the industry. There's many new faces joining the industry. Those who, you know, had to do their college projects virtually, who are now getting into the real thick of it and learning on the ground from experienced event planners like us. So those are the things that I'm most excited for in 2024. I would love to know, what are you most excited for in 2024? Is it a particular event? Is it a particular trend or piece of technology? Like, what is it that you are most excited for? Let me know in the comments on Instagram. Let me know on LinkedIn. You know that I'm always hanging out there. And I cannot wait to see all of your wins and all of your successes in 2024. Happy New Year, everyone.
Thanks so much for listening. Follow us on social media and share your thoughts on this week's episode. This episode was brought to you by The Right Stuff Agency. Rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for listening. Until next time.